Well, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Creekside Stage here at Pearl Fest 2011. Presented by Lowe's. We're glad you decided to join us. Of course, in just a few minutes, we'll be starting the mandolin extravaganza here, Mandolin Madness. It's become so popular, it's become an annual event here at Pearl Fest every year. Our musicians are getting warmed up. They'll be ready shortly. Just wanted to mention a few things briefly. Don't forget that digital downloads are again available at Merlefest at festivallink.net. You want to check that out. Also, next year, it's hard to believe, is going to be Merlefest number 25. Oh, yeah. So, you want to get information on that? The best way to do that is on our mailing list. If you'll log on to merlefest.org, put in the information, you can. We'll be able to send you direct emails to your inbox, keep you informed on the developments as they occur. How many mandolin players have we got here this morning? Soon to be this afternoon. Fantastic. Well, if you're interested in mandolins, I'm sure you're aware of the controversy concerning Tony Williamson. You know, there's been rumors circulating since the first of the year that Tony wasn't actually born in North Carolina. I know that's a shock, considering how well-respected and liked the man is. In fact, as the rumors have persisted, some people have even claimed Tony was not born in the United States. Now this, I find this personally disturbing. In fact, I read one blog about 2 weeks ago. They said that Tony was actually born of aristocracy, gypsy aristocracy in Croatia. And to protect him, they tried to send him to the most obscure place they could find, which was Ramsur, North Carolina. Fortunately, Tony has decided to publish his birth certificate online. And we now know two important facts. One, Tony's actual name, which is Antonio Orville Lohr Williamson. Best of all, now we know Tony's actual birth date of birth, which was July 9th, 1923. So that proves, why do you look so good when you play a mandolin? It's because it stops the aging process. So we'll be ready in just a couple minutes. Well, I think we're just about ready to start. I know you've been waiting for this. Yeah. Yeah, more mandolins than you can shake a stick at. Shake a bow at. I'm Richard Beard of Public Radio WNCW in Spindale. Glad to be your MC today. The story of the mandolin is kind of the story of the little instrument that stole the show. You know, at the turn of the last century, the mandolin was incredibly popular with mandolin orchestras in almost every locale in America. And now at the turn of this century, we find the mandolin again incredibly popular, probably more popular than it's ever been in its whole history. If you haven't discovered on the net, there's a great website called the Mandolin Cafe. You ought to check that out. It's an interesting forum of a whole bunch of different topics, free classifieds, mandolin history, eye candy, you name it. Check it out if you get a chance. Let's take just a second to give a round of applause to the sound people, the unsung heroes of Pearl Fest. Don't they do a great job? They're pretty amazing.
Guitar up in the monitor.
Check one, two.